The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're having a good Tuesday. Hope you're having a good afternoon, a good evening. I hope you're good, period. Much love to everybody out there on the highways, the byways, at work, at home, at school. Congratulations to the graduates. Shout outs to people getting those degrees, getting ready to get to the money. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. I'm in Georgia. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's simple, 158, that's the channel. And if you got a smart speaker, yeah, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have had a busy day. We've had a busy show. Thank you so much to our guest, Andrew Schlecht, from the Oklahoma City Thunder Dream Team podcast, for talking about these young Thunder. It's always weird when you have Thunder and Heat. I don't know what the hell to call them. Like a Heat player, a Thunder player? Anyway, it's for another day we'll have that conversation. The Thunder beat the Mavs yesterday. Tie this series up at 2. In a few minutes, the New York Knicks are going to be in action against the Indiana Pacers. Whoever wins that game is going to go up 3-2. And then also late tonight, we got the same scenario, the same situation with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. The Wolves were up 0-2. And now, well, the series is tied 2-2. Denver Nuggets got all the momentum. Caitlin Clark, her first game as a pro, is underway. Hickey, you ready for this?
Ready.
They benched her already with two fouls. They benched her.
Well, I guess the referees did not get the memo, huh?
We got to have Caitlin Clark rules, right?
We need the NBA refs now that are ref in the postseason. Get the WNBA and let the girls play.
Never in my life did I. Well, this is good. I never thought that I'd be giving folks a WNBA report. After the first quarter, the Connecticut Sun lead the Fever 19-13. Caitlin Clark has two fouls. Come on, stupid box score. Where is it? Yep. Caitlin Clark, 5 minutes. 0 points, two fouls. They sat her on the bench. She's 0 for 3 from the field, including 0 of 1 from deep. And the coach said, have a seat. I mean, there's still plenty of time for Caitlin Clark to go out there and get busy. Not right now. And so we'll keep you up to date with Caitlin Clark if she can kind of turn things around in her first professional game where 10,000 people showed up to see her in Connecticut. We talked about Kirk Cousins. He spoke to the media earlier today. Kirk Cousins wanting to let everybody know, me and Michael Penix Jr., we ain't got no beef. I show up to work, he shows up to work, and we all just get along. What else is Kirk Cousins supposed to say? He's going to wake up and be a jerk of a teammate? I think not. We talked about Tom Brady. Tom Brady regretting a part of his roast and not happy with it. But you know something? At least Tom Brady, he doesn't have to play football anymore, right? So he did the roast. He completed his career. And then later this season, Tom Brady is actually going to be broadcasting for Fox. And so he can open himself up to another level and another layer of criticism. A matter of fact, let's hear Tom Brady, because he spoke to The Pivot, and after the roast on Netflix last week, all Tom Brady could talk about was the fact that it hurt his family. He didn't realize it was going to hurt his kids. Listen to this.
I loved when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so fun. I didn't like the way that it affected my kids.
Mm.
So it's the hardest part about, like, the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way and then all of a sudden you realize I wouldn't do that again because of the way that affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world. So, dang. Like, it makes you in some ways a better parent going through it because, again, you don't – sometimes you're naive. You don't know. I just want to, like, laugh. And so I wanted to do the roast because the guy Jeff Ross became someone that I knew. And, and then, you don't see the full picture all the time. So I think it's a good lesson. Like, for me as a parent, I'm going to be a better parent as I go forward because of it.
Listen, man. Whatever helps you out in becoming a better parent, it good for you, Tom Brady. All right. At least you don't got to worry about football. Now you just got to worry about his kids. That's what he wanted, right? It's crazy. Speaking of quarterbacks, yeah, we talked about Kirk Cousins and Penix Jr. We talked about Tom Brady sounding real naive. Oh, yeah, by the way, in about 20 minutes, speaking of quarterbacks, Jared Goff got that big old contract, 4 years, $212 million from the Lions yesterday. The Lions been throwing around money hand over fist. The wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, he got a four-year deal. We're going to chat with Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. How is the city of Detroit feeling? How is Michigan feeling? They've been able to turn things around. So we'll talk about the Lions with Dave. We'll do that in about 15 minutes. But let me get this out the way. Speaking of quarterbacks, the NFL schedule is released tomorrow. We get a full rundown of who plays where and who's not going to play or what time they play. Let me say that again. The NFL schedule is out tomorrow. And how about one of the first matches in front of the first games that we got teased? I feel like this is a sick joke by the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is making his debut for the New York Jets again against the San Francisco 49ers. Is this a sick joke? Do I need to remind you that Aaron Rodgers went down last year, four plays into the season, at home because the New York Jets offensive line sucked? Aaron Rodgers, who's sitting on 40 years old, the man blew out his Achilles. The New York Jets had to get all the help in the world to try to help him out to keep him upright. Drafting for Shanu out of Penn State, going out and getting Tyron Smith from the Dallas Cowboys. They're trying to keep Aaron Rodgers upright. Let me tell you something. The only thing that's going to stop Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets is Aaron Rodgers, right? They're going to take on the 49ers. Bosa is going to try to rearrange his other leg. For all the money that the New York Jets trying to keep Aaron Rodgers upright, that's good. But what the hell is up with Aaron Rodgers? I thought that this guy was supposed to focus in on football. I found out that the man was on Tucker Carlson today, sitting down for a two-hour interview, talking about vaccines and Pat Tillman. It was only a few weeks ago that they were talking about him being a vice presidential running mate, a candidate for vice president. What are we doing here? This is the same Aaron Rodgers who told everybody that in order for the New York Jets to be successful, they need to eliminate distractions. Aaron Rodgers is a big old hypocrite. This man is nothing but a walking distraction. And so I just pray to God for the New York Jets, who haven't won a championship since 1969, that Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy. And I don't know, maybe just focus in on football. It was a horror show last year when he went down, and after the game against the Buffalo Bills that somehow the New York Jets managed to win, head coach Robert Saleh, he's just like, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers' leg, it wasn't good.
Concerned with his Achilles, MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen, so prayers tonight, but it's not good.
And it wasn't good. The New York Jets had to throw Zach Wilson out onto the field. It was so bad, Zach Wilson is gone. This is head coach Rob Saleh from March. He says, Aaron Rodgers, I think he's going to be good for OTAs. Listen to this.
Expecting him to be available for spring. You guys know OTAs has become a 7-on-7 camp, so he should be able to do all that stuff. And but as we get closer, which we are here in the next couple of weeks, we'll communicate more with him.
He's saying he'll be available for spring.
I'm fully anticipating it. Yeah.
The New York Jets have to tell everybody that they're going to communicate more with Aaron Rodgers. It looks like Tucker Carlson and a lot of these other podcasts can communicate with Aaron Rodgers very clearly. Aaron Rodgers, if insecurity was a person, it'd be him. This is the same man who, the minute Jordan Love was drafted, Aaron Rodgers wanted to sit around and talk about how much of a shot of tequila he had. Maybe Aaron Rodgers should take something out of the book of Kirk Cousins, who stood in front of the media and basically said, yeah, they drafted my replacement in Michael Penix Jr., and I'm just going to go out there and play. Aaron Rodgers, walking contradiction. For the hope of him and the New York Jets, he can't get hurt four plays into the season again, right? This is the Jets. They're cursed, right? Maybe. Anyway, Monday Night Football, we got the Jets and the 49ers. How about this? I told you Tom Brady's going to be making his debut as a broadcaster. Cowboys and the Browns go at it. That'll be Tom Brady's first game on Fox. I know everybody cannot wait for that one to open up the season. Thursday, we discussed this. The Ravens are going at it against the Chiefs September 5th. And Andy Reid, last week, he says, I'm ready for the 2024 season.
They came back with a purpose last year, which is important at this time of the year. As simple as that sounds with all the time that you've got before the season starts. And I tell you, they had the same thing this year. Maybe it's because they were away from each other in phase one and other teams were together and they saw that. But when they got back, they were working. And working fast and hard and aggressive, and or as aggressive as you can be in this camp, but aggressive, working to get better on the things that they need to get better at.
Oh, come on. The Chiefs are early favorites to go out there and repeat. Only thing that would slow them down is if Patrick Mahomes ended up like Aaron Rodgers. Don't bank on it. We know on Friday, the very next day, we got the Packers and the Eagles in Brazil. The Eagles worked on that defense, and everybody in Brazil will have a chance and an opportunity to see them play first. And then how about this? We even got Thursday Night Football's matchup for the second week. We're going to have the Bills and the Dolphins, and we know the Bills. Been a lot of conversations about who's not in the wide receiver room. Stephon Diggs is gone. He's now a member of the Texans. They had the draft. Keon Coleman. People were trying to figure out what took them so long. They've added a back. Well, this guy hasn't had a touchdown in like a million years in Chase Claypool. And they just signed Marquez Valdez-Scantling. The Buffalo Bills are just trying it all at wide receiver. And Brandon Bean, the man who puts it together, he says, after the draft, I'm good with our room.
We like the group we have, you know, what we've adding and what, and you know, what will be done by the time this weekend's over. But I'm not, our cap is our cap. So if you're expecting something big or anything like that, there's no trade coming, nothing like that. I know everyone links us to every trade in the league, but we're in pretty good shape. Listen, if there's an opportunity to add someone that makes sense, yes, we'd do that.
Hickey, we talked about this yesterday. The schedule is going to come out tomorrow. People are going to lose their minds. People are going to start win, win, loss, loss, win, win, loss, 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 win. They're ready for it tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, like you said, you'll hear a lot of those two words on radio, on podcasts. Win, loss, win, loss. It'll be fun.
Yeah, people are going to be predicting who's going to. By tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, everybody's going to already know who the Super Bowl champs is going to be. People are going to know right out the gate. They're going to say this team is going to lose, this team is going to win. I can tell you this much, man. With the New York Jets opening up the season against the 49ers, Hickey, tell me this isn't some type of sick punishment.
Yeah, this is probably,
The team, where you're playing, that's the worst-case scenario. I guess the only good news is for the Jets is almost like kind of getting back on the horse a little bit, right? Like, you get knocked off. If you stay away from the horse, you're kind of scared. But at least if you get back on, you get some confidence. Maybe if you see Aaron Rodgers play four plays on Monday night and not get hurt, maybe you can then take a deep breath and say, okay, maybe this year will be different.
Who hits Aaron Rodgers first? Is it Nick Bosa or is it Leonard Floyd?
Ooh.
Is it Devondre Campbell? Like, who's laying him out first?
Fred Warner, I'd be very nervous about flying right up the middle.
Yeah, he just gets out. He'll get a wide receiver as well as the QB.
Man, a lot of scary defenders on that 49ers defense.
Oof. What a sick joke. Maybe on the way to the Monday Night Football game, Aaron Rodgers can stop and either have a shot of that. What do he have? He had tequila? He had tequila, right?
I think it was tequila, yeah. Going back to draft night, I think it was tequila.
He can have a shot of tequila, or he can go get some of that ayahuasca to make him feel better. Not the greatest of opponents for the New York Jets to start the season against. A team that is staring at a Super Bowl, it feels like, every year. Good luck to the New York Jets. They always need it.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. He's going to come through and join us before the hour is up. Right before we went to break, we talked about at least the partial NFL reveal for the schedule tomorrow. We'll have a chance to look at teams and go, this team is cooked. And we know who everybody's going to play. It's just a matter of when. Looking at strength of schedule and when this team plays this team and, oh, this is a three-game losing streak. And then ultimately, everybody's going to be wrong by the time we get to October and November and December. And so we just got to wait and see. We'll have a team, and this is why, I mean, a couple of seasons ago, the Lions, they were getting ready to fire Dan Campbell. They're getting ready to fire this man. He was able to turn things around towards the second half, and this past season, he's one step away. They were one step away from the Super Bowl. And so we'll chat with Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press before this hour is up. But before we go there, Hickey, did we have another ridiculous ejection in baseball? Did somebody just get the Aaron Boone treatment? What happened?
Remember a few weeks ago, JR, when Aaron Boone got ejected, not because of something he said, but because a literal fan above the dugout was chirping the umpire, and the umpire thought it was Aaron Boone, so he threw him out of the game. Remember that?
Yeah, the guy in the blue shirt. Yeah,
right.
I remember
eating
that guy.
Popcorn, yeah. Right. Kicking his feet up, having himself a day. Aaron Boone's day got ended early because of that guy running his mouth and nothing Aaron Boone said. Well, it looks like we had something similar happen in Detroit about an hour ago.
Uh-oh.
Tigers Marlins. Skip Schumacher, manager of the Marlins, was, you know, giving the umpire a little bit of, you know, speaking his mind a little bit from the dugout. I guess I don't know if it was a strike call or a ball call, whatever. But, you know, managers chirp. So the Detroit Tigers camera crew, right, they're on TV. They pan to the Marlins dugout because Skip Schumacher's talking to the umpire. And on TV, you see Schumacher basically kind of wave his hands like, all right, like, fine. Like, I'm done. I'm standing down. We'll move on. Literally 5 seconds later, boom, you hear the umpire go, you're out of here. And what? Skip Schumacher looks around and goes, who? Sprints out of the dugout and demands to basically, like, who are you ejecting? And the umpire's like, whoever said it. The umpire ejected somebody from the dugout and had no idea who he was ejecting. And there was like a 3-minute discussion. The crew chief had to come on in as well and get involved. And just watching the end of the video, it honestly almost looked like a negotiation. Where it's like, I can't tell you who I'm ejecting. I don't know who said it. Someone said something. The camera's on Schumacher, so no, it wasn't him. And I don't know if it's the bench coach. I don't know if it's a hitting coach.
Oh, my God.
Someone got ejected and for literally possibly nothing.
Do we know who got the boot? Do we know officially is gone?
It looks to be the bench coach is what at least the Tigers broadcast is saying, but he came out of dugout and was having not an animated discussion. It was a pretty civil discussion, but basically trying to be like it. It seems like he kind of took the arrow because it seemed like the umpire took the stance of someone's ejected, so someone's got to go. I mean, I guess you can't, right? You can't undo an ejection, can you? I've not seen that.
Whoever it was, come on. That looks like the quote that I'm looking at right now.
Right.
It's like, hey, who got ejected? Whoever it was. What are we doing?
How can you eject someone without even knowing who it is? Whoever it was.
We just had a whole conversation yesterday about how Major League Baseball is going to implement, at least to some degree, a technology when it comes down to robotic umpires, at least to help out on balls and strikes. To have another incident in what feels like 2 or 3 weeks of a manager getting ejected for doing absolutely nothing. Like, are all of the umpires just getting old and senile overnight? Are the umpires, do they not get paid enough? Like, what are we doing here? They got rabbit ears. The guy, I'm looking at the video here in the studio. Schumacher is doing nothing. And by the way, if you're interested in the score of the game, it's still going on right now. It's the bottom of the ninth. It's 0-0 between the Marlins, one of the worst teams in baseball, and Detroit, a mediocre team in baseball. And so, yeah, a lot of people are only going to – this will be the most that a lot of folks see of the Marlins all year long, and it's because you have a ridiculous umpire who just throws out a manager for doing nothing. And this is the sad part. You want to know what Rob Manfred is going to say about this, Hickey? You want to know what he's going to say?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because he's a joke, too. He's
Isn't
just gonna...
that part of why it keeps happening?
Well, because there's no leadership? I think the answer is yes. We didn't hear anything after the first time, and I get it. You're not going to have the commissioner on a game-to-game, day-to-day, you know, a tragedy-to-tragedy, maybe not a tragedy, a comedy. They're not going to pop up and say things. They don't want to set that precedent. But I think as an overall, you want to at least speak publicly about some of the changes. You want to elicit confidence, and not just the fans, but the players. The players know this is a joke. A joke. And this isn't even balls and strikes. This isn't even foul or fair, safe or out. This is throwing a guy out of the game. Come on. For nothing. Referees, umpires. You know, if I got to think about all the sports, I think the baseball umpires are the worst. I think they are. You know, basketball, everything is moving so fast. These guys are so tall. You're not going to see everything. I think people sitting at home don't understand how crazy it is trying to officiate an NBA game in real time when 7-foot guys are moving at the speed of light. It is tough. You know, football, I can give them some grace outside of the fact that they have so many damn replays. But baseball, ready to chuck people out the game for no reason. Let's get the umpires out of here. I mean, I'm all in favor of the robo-umps and ball strikes and let them keep a job. But what good is that when you got some crotchety old dude behind home plate just ready to throw somebody out because his wife yelled at him before the game? Like, come on, man. Like, we can do better than this. But Rob Manfred, like you said, Hickey, what are any of us supposed to expect when the commissioner, was it a piece of junk, a hunk of metal? What did he say?
The piece of metal.
Yeah, the trophy, the commissioner's trophy, named after him, the World Series trophy. It's just a piece of metal. Yeah. I can't blame fans for not liking him. Adam Silver don't bother nobody. You can like him, not like him. I think not suspending, what's this guy's name? What's the Canadian guy's name from the Nuggets?
Jamal Murray.
Yeah, Jamal Murray. Hey, Hickey, I got to be careful, right? I didn't call him a short Canadian guy, did I? So I'll be okay.
You'll be A-okay.
I'll be okay this time. Yeah, but it's like Jamal Murray should have got suspended. Adam Silver didn't suspend him. Nobody likes Rob Manfred. People don't like Bettman either, right? They hate his guts, but not like Manfred.
No. At least Bettman's smart enough to stay out of the public eye for the most part and keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, Rob Manfred pops up in public and just gets booed. Major League Baseball, do better. The next thing you know, they're going to throw out a ball boy from one of these games. They're going to throw out a ball boy. I think we discussed this. I think Tommy Lasorda, like 35 years ago, he had the Expos mascot tossed out of a game. The mascot was reportedly, you know, on top of the dugout for the Dodgers. He had on like a nightgown and a sleep hat and a pillow, and he was knocking on the Dodgers dugout. And Tommy Lasorda had him thrown out. This was like 30, 35 years ago. And I mean, if mascots are getting thrown out, coaches and managers are getting thrown out for doing nothing, then I think Mr. Met, he better watch his ass, because Mr. Met is likely next. The Marlins and Tigers, one of the most exciting baseball games ever. Currently here in the bottom of the ninth, there is a zero score between both teams. And the most interesting thing is an ejection by an umpire who didn't know who he wanted to eject. Tell me this is a power trip without telling me it's a power trip. Marco Belletti, how do you fix this? Do we gotta hang the umpires upside down?
You know, I don't know how to fix this one, because I mean, how do you teach someone to, you know, stop listening to nonsense and focus on your job? How do you teach someone to stop being so sensitive about stupidity?
Because that's what this is. You don't hire them. You don't hire them in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know if they go through the training of, I'm going to chirp at you for the next 3 hours. Don't listen to it. I don't think they go through that part. And let's be fair, no one wants to do the job in the lower levels, so we're getting less and less applicants, if you will, because nobody wants to do this at Little League and get yelled at by the parents, because that's ridiculous. And then you filter it out, and we're getting less and less quality. And unfortunately, this might be the result of that. And that's sad, because it's only going to get worse.
You said it. The umpires suck. Speaking of sucking, Caitlin Clark is she's struggling here in her debut. And I'm sad about this, guys. Because Caitlin Clark, she just walked off the court. It appeared that she was walking towards her coach. Did you guys see this? She was kind of, her and the coach were kind of yelling at each other, and they kind of cut away. Did y'all see that at all?
No. Uh-oh.
No, I didn't have that. Not good.
It was a quick cutaway. Caitlin Clark is trying to explain something, and all of a sudden ESPN cut the camera. I'm like, what are you doing? This is what we need to see. I mean, her coach, last week was saying how Caitlin Clark needs to adapt and this and that. I'm like, whoa, why are you trying to clip her wings? Like, she's the star. You don't got to humble her. I hope that she just starts lighting everybody up. I don't expect it today, but I just want to see her shut people up. Go out there and bust some ass, especially everybody jealous of her. And we'll see what Caitlin Clark does. It's halftime of this WNBA game. What a world that we live in. Hey, Marco, did you ever think that you'd be sitting around giving updates on WNBA games?
I got to admit, no. No. If you would have told me that maybe last year, yeah, sure. You'd have told me that, 10 years ago, no. No chance.
Yeah, we can only thank one person, and her name is It's Caitlin Clark. Good for her. I can't even find WNBA. There we go, WNBA, right above X Games. Let's go. It's facts. Here, Marco, can I do one update? Can I do this one?
If you'd like, sure. I'll go home.
No, just the score for this one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just want to see what Caitlin Clark does. I'm not doing a whole update. I don't know.
Oh, good, because so my kids can still eat. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Caitlin, she got 7 points at halftime. Come on.
She had a couple shots. She only had two through the first, about a minute left in the second quarter. So she got a little hot down the stretch.
Yeah, 2 of 7. I hope she scores 30 in the second half. I don't bet on it, but we'll see. Anyway, Connecticut beating Indiana 49-39.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, hooking up with people coast to coast. We've done a lot of talking about quarterbacks tonight. Kirk Cousins, Penix Jr., Tom Brady. Well, there's a quarterback who got a big old deal yesterday, 4 years, $212 million. He plays for the Detroit Lions. His name is Jared Goff. The Lions have been throwing around money left, right, and center to fortify their team into the future, so they are no longer a joke. To talk about these Lions, the growth, and what the next step is to get them to a Super Bowl, joining us right now is Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. Dave, thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you?
I'm amazing. Listen, first things first, we knew the deal was ultimately going to come. Any type of shock that it was $53 million per in regards to Jared Goff?
No shock. I mean, maybe a tick higher than I thought. I thought it'd be $50 million-ish, but, you know, kind of splitting hairs at when you're getting paid that much, I guess. Now, look, I mean, you know, Brett Holmes said it a week or so ago that Jared deserved this extension. The Lions had already paid Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell, and the reality is, you know, they have a window right now, a Super Bowl window that they should contend for a couple years, and their best chance of doing that is with Jared Goff at quarterback, keeping him happy, you know, keeping that offense intact. And so, no, there was no real surprise that they got this deal done.
Dave Burkett is here with us. When you talk about the Lions and the offensive numbers, Jared Goff was very clear, very fast to point out in the postseason how many weapons that they had. I don't even think we've seen the full of Jameson Williams yet, coming off of his suspension last year. What's the next level that this offense can go to?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, this is, I think, just top to bottom on this roster. It's one of the best in the NFL, and that's why this is a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think a lot of people will probably pick them to win the Super Bowl this year. If you're speaking offensively, I mean, as long as that offensive line stays healthy, this is going to be one of the best offenses in the league. And you mentioned Jameson Williams. We saw last year, end of the season, into the playoffs, just a little bit of what he meant to the offense, not in terms necessarily of statistics, but just the things that he could open up underneath. And so, you know, maybe Jamal has bigger numbers this year. Maybe it's just he continues to give Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, those guys breathing room, and that keeps the Lions' offense clicking no matter who they're facing. They did have a couple lulls last year, but that's going to happen over the course of the season. I just like what they have all the way around as long as that offensive line stays healthy.
Dave Burkett is here from the Detroit Free Press. We know about the Lions' offense. The defense was lagging behind them in certain regards last year. We all know about Aiden Hutchinson. What has the defense done? What has the team done? What do they need to do to lower the points that they give up?
Yeah, the biggest thing they did this offseason was you know, remake that secondary, and specifically at the cornerback position. You know, obviously, Cam Sutton had some legal problems. He started last year, most of last season, all of last season. He's gone. Jerry Jacobs started most of last season. They let him go in free agency. So completely new set of cornerbacks this year, really four of them. And we'll see who starts, because they spent their first two draft picks on guys. They traded for Carlton Davis, and Meek Robertson isn't going to give one of those jobs up easily. You know, he had a nice season for the Raiders last year. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that, look, it's still going to be a lot of Aiden Hutchinson up front, and they you know, really could use the second pass rusher. We'll see what James Houston or some of the other guys provide in that regard. But I think having a better secondary, better cornerback play will help that pass rush a little bit. So I do expect to see them take a little bit of a step forward last year. The one area for concern, I guess, would be maybe that second pass rusher opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And, you know, if something happens to Aiden or any of their other starters, they're really without a difference maker up front.
What was the fan response, as you talk about cornerback, when they decided to draft Terrion Arnold?
Oh, people loved it over here. You know, I think it was, you know, everyone thought Terrion Arnold was a top two cornerback in the draft, along with Quinyon Mitchell. And just about everyone thought he was going to be out of the Lions' reach, and that includes people inside the building. And, you know, when he fell enough that they could trade up to get him, they gave up a third-round pick, not cheap. But I think everyone looked at that as like the cherry on top of the offseason. You know, they added to a position that was still a weakness because of the Cam Sutton incident. And they did it with one of the two best players in the draft at that position. So I don't think a lot of people saw them doubling up at the position with Rakestraw, but you go back to before the draft, and Rakestraw was the very first player I sent to the Lions in a mock draft. So everyone knew he fit. Everyone knew he was the Lions type of player. And for the way the first two rounds to play out the way they did, I think it's a win for the Lions.
Well, Dave, you cover this team. You're out in the city. Dan Campbell, we see the man gambling. Has that reached a point? Do people appreciate the grit, or has it reached a point where it's just like, hey, Dan, what are we doing?
There's definitely some people that scratch their head at some of those decisions. You know, I heard from a bunch of people after that NFC Championship game and his decision to pass on those field goals. Look, that's who Dan is. And you know, people in the team, the players, they love it, you know. And I certainly would rather have a coach like that, that's aggressive and that goes for it, than someone who's always sitting on his hands and knees. And, you know, Lions fans remember that 2014 playoff loss to the Cowboys when they punted on 4th-and-1, or they took a delay of game and then punted. But, you know, that's, I think you'd rather have the aggressive coach than the coach that's going to sit back and let the other team, give the other team chances. So, you know, that's part of the allure of the Lions. That's part of the love of them, is that they play fun, and Dan's a big personality, and that's not going to change, even though they have an even better team in 2024.
Dave Burkett is here with us from the Detroit Free Press. Is the expectation Super Bowl a bust?
Look, I think that's fair. You know, I mean, this is a team that got to the NFC Championship game last year. They were really a bad half away from winning that. And had they got to the Super Bowl, they would have played a team that they beat week one on the road. So the expectations for this team is going to be win a Super Bowl this year. And, you know, you don't get there, you know, without winning the division probably, and without getting a home playoff game or two. So they need to take care of business the first 17, 18 weeks. But ultimately, this season is going to be all about whether they make it to New Orleans or not.
We can always look at all the talent that the Lions now have on the field. Outside of the owner, Sheila Ford Hemp moving out the way or what have you, is this basically at the hands of Brad Holmes having helped construct and do this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing that Sheila did is you know, she put the right people in place at every level and trusts the football people to do their job. Brad Holmes is a fantastic evaluator of college talent, and they've let him do that, and that's really built this roster up. Dan Campbell is a great people person. You know, people in the locker room love and respect him and want to play for him. And they've let him be himself, and that lets everyone under them be themselves. And they've got a good contract negotiator who they let handle the contracts, and a good pro personnel department who sort of handles that. And so everyone has a lane that they collectively fill, and I think that is the strength of this organization, is that they've empowered the people to do what they do best, and those people are content doing that. It's not a power grab where they need to do something else to make themselves feel like they're the best, most important person in the organization. That's really had a huge effect on this team.
When you think about the sports scene that currently exists in Detroit, the Lions are they're the belle of the ball, right? Have they not taken over the city? Hosting the draft has had to help them, especially when you look at the Tigers and the Pistons. Yeah. The Wings are pretty basic. It's not all that hot right now.
No, you're right. I mean, it is. Look, we always knew it was a football town, right? When you get 70,000 at a Michigan State game and 110,000 at a Michigan game and, you know, 65,000 at the Lions game in a weekend, like, you know, this is a city that loves its football. But I will say, I was having covered this team for now 14 seasons, like, I was surprised even at the level that it reached last year. It was a legitimate fear of missing out. Like, after they beat the Chiefs in week one, everyone wanted to be a part of it. I got to go on the road. I got to go see a game. I got to go to home to the playoff game. I need to be there. And it was, if you didn't, you felt like you were missing out on the biggest party. And so it's the same thing this year. Season tickets are sold out already. I expect that, fans will eat this thing up again. And again, those expectations are Super Bowl or bust, and everyone here thinks that they have a chance to make it.
Well, I know you'll have a busy day tomorrow, next couple of days as the schedule is released. I'm so happy for everybody in Detroit, all the Lions fans. Everybody certainly deserves it. It's still even wild to think that about a season and a half ago, it looked like Dan Campbell was on his way out the door. How fast things can change, Dave.
No doubt. And, look, I don't know that anyone thought he was going to be gone midway through the season, but you're 100% right. 3-13-1, followed by a 1-6 start. Like, there were a lot of people that were wondering whether they had made the right hires and whether this thing was ever going to turn itself around. And look, for the last season and a half, I don't know that there's been many better teams in football. And that's a credit to everyone in the organization. And, you know, Dan has certainly led the charge in that regard.
Yeah, more Hard Knocks, that's what I want. I need Lions Hard Knocks all season, every offseason. Put it in my veins.
They may be done with that, but, hey, Dan is a big enough personality that you're going to see plenty of him on TV, and he's going to be the face of this franchise, and that's a good thing.
I'll take the press conferences. Dave, where can people follow you and all your great work with the Detroit Free Press?
Free Press is freep.com. You can check that out, freep.com, and you can follow me on Twitter or X at Dave Burkett.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Enjoy the ride, man. It looks like it'll be another good one.
You got it, man. We'll talk to you again.
No doubt about it. That Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. It's always good when you see the also-ran teams turn things around. Like, for instance, right now, the New York Knicks, an also-ran team, pretty bad. The New York Knicks are alive in Madison Square Garden right now. Against the Pacers, Knicks are staying alive, 44-33. It's still early, but it's Madison Square Garden, and I guess maybe the Pacers are a little shook. I hope nobody for the New York Knicks goes down, because they will never hear the end about how Tom Thibodeau ran them into the ground. But we'll see. We'll wait on that one. Thank you again to Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press for joining us. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We have had a busy, busy day. Knicks and Pacers are in action. Caitlin Clark is in action for her professional debut. And Kirk Cousins talked to the media today about his performance, his future performance, how he's going to work with Michael Penix Jr. We even heard from somebody that I would consider a basketball ghost. Bronny James spoke to the media today, something that I don't ever remember him doing in a public setting, in a scrum. He was at the combine. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we will hear from Kirk Cousins. We will hear from Bronny James. We'll update you on the scores. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. As I told you so, don't go nowhere. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm at the nail salon. What? I'm at the grocery store. What? I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.